Welcome back to the Playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, online WTK.com, 11 o'clock, right on the dot. Kind of on time, actually.
That's pretty good.
I know. I typically, when we ever do any shows, we're never on time with anything. Follow on Twitter at WTK underscore Playground. You can follow me at The Miz on Air. JC, where they follow you at?
Tide Pod Challenge 2018.
Okay. Tonio?
WTK underscore Playground.
Babbitt?
Jacob underscore Babbitt.
Okay. Today is the conference championship games in the AFC and the NFC 305. It's the AFC. It's the Patriots and the Steelers. No, the Jaguars. What? How did that happen?
Because I picked it to happen.
How? What? How?
I picked all the AFC right so far, except for Kansas City.
Yeah. Well,
we knew that.
305. Patriots favored by 7.5 in this one, 45.5 the over-under. But the big story has nothing to do with the defense, has nothing to do with the spread, has nothing to do with even Blake Bortles. Has to do with Tommy Greatness.
And Rex Burkhead.
And Rex Burkhead, that's right as well.
Who was the one that injured him, and now everybody in America hates him.
Yep, everyone is now sending hate mail to Rex Burkhead right now. Don't send it to the station. It's Rex Burkhead that everyone is up in arms with right now.
If you have something to say about Rex, studio at WTK.com.
There you go. Perfectly. But, yeah, Tom Brady showed up to practice, what was it, a couple days ago? With a couple of gloves on. And you thought, oh, it's a little chilly out. And then everyone started thinking, oh, maybe he broke a bone.
Yeah, dislocate.
And everything. Everyone was expecting the worst. In fact, there were a lot of like faux reports saying that that he was going to be out for the game. That Brian Hoyer was going to be the starter for the Patriots. And yes, I'm pretty sure 99% of people that heard that report kind of did what I did and just chuckled like, yeah, come on. You're really going to put in Brian Hoyer over Tom Brady? Even an injured Tom Brady will still hand the ball off to someone else, or hell, just hand the ball off to Edelman, who will throw it.
Right, that's true. They did everything to get Hoyer into this game because obviously they traded Jimmy Garoppolo because he's a bum, and I don't think he's won a game yet. they want to get Hoyer in this, and I heard during a secret meeting they actually took Brady's hand because they want to be blood brothers with Brian Hoyer.
Oh.
Cut him a little too deep, and because of that, that was where the injury came from.
So much disease there. Tonio, your thoughts on this game in general?
I think Tom Brady could win the game without his hand completely.
Wow.
I think he's that good.
What up, Aaron?
I've got New England winning this game and winning the Super Bowl.
Wow. He's already called.
Against Tommy.
For some reason, I don't know, you guys can tell me, did Tom Brady ever pooch punt when he was at Michigan? I'm just saying, maybe he could win it that way. Instead of throwing it, can we just say he's going to use his foot, he's going to kick it to receivers. If they catch it, that's just as good as a throw, right? Is that allowed?
I don't know. I haven't seen a pooch punt in a while from anyone. In fact, I haven't seen a drop kick since Doug Flutie did it years ago.
If it is, I think Belichick will find it. If there's a rule somewhere buried down there that says you can...
It's buried somewhere in his sweatshirt right now, actually.
You can pass the ball by punting it with as long as your guy catches it.
No comment there.
I want to take the upset special.
Oh.
I do. I want to take the Jags in this game.
Really?
I do. I believe, obviously, they're going to target that hand.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be under a glove. He will wear it the entire time. He should wear two because you don't want to say which one's actually the cut one, even though I'm pretty sure everyone else.
I'm pretty sure it's already been reported. But yeah.
So I think that, yes, I'll go ahead with the upset. It's going to be a shocker like Wichita State. And I think, yeah, Jags pull out a close one, 22-21.
Wow. If the glove don't fit, you know the rest. Babbitt.
You must not pick.
You full of...
Pretty bold, Jay-Z. I see you. Yeah, it's tough to pick against Brady and Belichick. Give me New England. I don't think it's going to be... I think it'll be a two touchdown game.
By Jalen Ramsey. Boom!
I can't even deal with Jay-Z sometimes.
Easter egg hunt.
I tell you what, Dave, but... I tell you what, they've been talking a big game in the press this week. That's been interesting to see. We'll see how New England has kind of channeled that. See if they just go right at Jacksonville and just obliterate them from the get-go. Again, we'll see how much pressure they put on Blake Bortles, too. They're obviously going to make him beat the Patriots this week. So,
should I say why? I Babbitt, we don't really care what you're saying. I know. We know you're taking the Patriots. Tonio's taking the Patriots. Miz, we haven't got your pick yet. Here's why.
Go ahead.
Offensively, Jags, they finish their overall their sixth best offense.
Really? They're the sixth best offense?
16th best passing. Oh. You guys all want to rip on Bortles halfway. He's better than half the quarterbacks that were probably injured, and that's why they didn't make it. Against the run game, or actually running the ball,
yeah.
Fournette, and when he's not suspended.
TJ Yeldon.
Another guy out of the backfield. All those guys. Second, they are finished second in rushing this year. Okay? And go against New England defense. How good are they? Oh, they finished 28th overall, 29th in passing, and they're 19th against the rush. Yeah, maybe changing some opinions now. Defensively for the Jags, second overall, first in passing, 21st in rushing, though. So maybe Lewis, maybe White, maybe get some out of there. Offensively for the Patriots, second, second, and tenth. So I'm going ahead taking the Jags, 22-21. Miz, what's your pick?
You know what? It's tough to pick. It's tough to pick the Pats. It really is.
You don't want to.
But I'm going to.
Oh!
I'm going to take the Pats, and I'm going to take. I'm not. I don't like the spread 7.5. I'm going to take the under on this one for that one. Quickly, AFC MVP, go.
AFC Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
Two pick sixes.
Tonio, go. AFC MVP.
Yeah, I'll say the same.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
What are you? Okay.
The Patriots are going to win. The losing what, wide receiver, isn't it? I don't know who Jalen. What position
he's the quarterback. Right. He's on fire.
Okay.
Babs,
go.
Brian Hoyer.
As he comes in.
James Harrison. All right.
No, as he comes in for that final snap where he takes that knee.
James Harrison. 6:40. It's the only 1 and 2 matchup between the Vikings and the Eagles. I was hoping last Sunday that...
You picked the Vikings.
Yeah, I was hoping that I would have been wrong.
Your team is?
The Saints. I was really hoping that I would have been wrong. I was hoping, I was praying that I was wrong, that I'd be wrong, and that the Saints would have held on. They just needed 27 seconds to do it. But it was still enough time for Case Keenum to grow a pair and score a game-winning touchdown to Stephon Diggs. Contain. That's all I'm going to say is contain, contain, contain. Eagles are a dog by 3 right now. 39 is the over-under. Vikings are coming into this one. It's a battle of former teammates from the St. Louis Rams. Case Keenum against Nick Foles. Let's go around the room. Josh.
I'm going Vikings, their defense. Number one overall, 2 against the pass, 3 against the rush.
Mm-hmm.
Offense, 10th overall, 10th in passing, 9th against the rush. I know some of those stats have changed. Same with the Eagles. Overall, defensively, they're 7th overall, or 4th overall, offensively 7th. I'm saying the Vikings win this one. It's going to be a close game. Closer than 22-21. I don't know how I could say it any closer than that.
It goes 14.5 to 14.
No, I'll say this one will be a lower scoring game. I'll go ahead and give you the score of 12-10, all field goals.
Wow.
Well, you can't. Well, 12, that means 4 from the Vikings guy.
Correct.
10, they'll score a touchdown, but who cares?
Okay.
It'll be late.
Okay. Tonio.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vikings, too.
All right.
I'm going to say 21-10. I think the Vikings offense is what's going to give them the win.
Okay. And Babs.
I kind of want to pick the Eagles.
Because there's a dog mask?
Screw it. Yes. Yeah, they said they should hand those out before game time and just have everyone wearing them.
It'd be the creepiest look at it'd be the creepiest thing to see in the stands.
Well, yeah, if you see the first picture, I was kind of taken aback by it when I saw it on Twitter. But Nick Foles in 2 playoff starts has been pretty good. I think he's 46-63, like 500 yards and
Pro Bowl MVP
a couple of touchdowns. No turnovers. No turnovers is the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Pro Bowl MVP, because that's, that really matters.
It does.
In a game full of defense, right?
There are penalties in the Pro Bowl.
But give me the Eagles to spoil and not allow the Vikings to host the Super Bowl. Wow. I'll take the Eagles.
What's your score?
Let's go 24-18.
All field goals.
Six field goals.
That's going to be good. Yeah, I think a safety may be sprinkled in between, possibly. I don't know. I do like the Vikings in this one. I think the big thing is I don't want to discredit Nick Foles. He was a great quarterback when he played when he filled in for Michael Vick when he went down for the Eagles a few years ago. I just don't think that the defense can hold the Vikings back. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. It's not going to be all field goals. I'm sorry, Jay-Z. But I do like the Vikings in this one. Let's go 16-10. Vikings win this one.
All field goals.
and a possible safety. I don't know. And so that'll set up our predictions for our Super Bowl, which we'll give our predictions maybe next week when we figure that out. Real quick, NFC MVP. Babbitt, go.
Well, I was hoping we were going to give Pro Bowl predictions next week if you guys want to.
We can do that too. I don't know. But NFC MVP, go.
Brandon Graham, Philly.
Okay. Jay-Z, go.
Case Keenum, Vikings.
Tonio, go.
Yeah, Case Keenum.
You're all suckers. It's Stefan Diggs. We're going to take a break when we come back. It's our favorite segment. It's winners and losers.